Good evening, we are in Wednesday night class. We are in Parashat Ki Tavo El Haaretz. We are by Charlie Segal. Shem El Chai Naseh V'Natzliach V'Hashem Aleinu Barachav Yarviach. I want to thank Charlie Segal by Chaim HaKohen to bring us here to give this class weekly. That Hashem going to bless him and his wife and his family and his father. We are in a Chodesh Elul. The parsha that we learn now is this Chodesh Elul. We have the comparison between Mishpatim and Parashat Ki Tavo. In Parashat Ki Tavo, we have a couple subjects that I want to talk about. First, when a person coming into the land, the Bikurim. Second, we have the 98 curses that are in this parsha. And what does it mean that we are coming into the land? Who is the land? What does the land symbolize? And the Torah constantly repeated about to give 10% ma'asrot, to remember the levy, the orphan, the widow. So the fascinating things here that in the end of the parsha in Shvi we have the 98 curses, and the 98 curses it's only in the parsha Ki Tavo, and the other parsha it's only half of them, exactly half. Why is that? So they tell us when a person is individual by himself, when he decides to do things by himself and to separate himself from the rest of Am Israel, the judgment on the person that go by himself is double than the person that he is including himself betoch ami anuchi yoshevet. That I am sitting among my people, whatever going to happen to my people, going to happen to me. So, and Moshe Rabbeinu telling Am Israel, when you come into the land, you need to take two mountains. And you need to write on one mountain the blessing, and the other mountain the opposite. And they need to read it to the people, and everybody said, Amen, to all the cursing. The eight cursing that Moshe Rabbeinu said. Curse the person that did so and so, and everybody say Amen. Curse the person that did so and so, and everybody say Amen. And just after that, they give the 98 curses. Why? So the Torah comes to teach us that nothing happened to the person unless he agree that will happen to him. Nothing going to happen to the person unless he agree that will happen to him. What does it mean? When a person, the Torah teaches us, being judged every day in his face but not in his face. That means he's present or he's not, and he's not present. How they judging the person like this, he's present, not in present? You need to come to court, you need to have a judge, you need to have a jury, you need to have witnesses. So the Torah teaches us, they say that the person, everything that they put in the front of us and everything that we see, we make the execution, and the way we execute what we see in the universe, we basically execute ourselves. The way we judge the world, that's the way God created Mida Keneged Mida. When we see in ourselves the universe, we can only see what we have in us. We cannot see what is there. And according to our state of mind, that's exactly what we see in the people. If we want to see the mitzvot of them, we're going to see the mitzvot. If we want to see something else, we're going to see something else. According to the state of mind of the people, where is the person? How much he is educated? How much he is learning in Torah mitzvot? How much vessel he have to be able to hold the light that God gave him, or he basically interested in the different things according to your interests. That's what is your language, and that's what's going to be used in your mind for to be able to receive from the universe. For example, we have a radio. What music we hear? According to the channel that we put the radio on. In the air, you have all the music. But you watch and you hear only what is the channel you put your TV on, or you put your radio on, or you put your computer on. And according to what is your interest, that's what you see in the computer. According to what is your interest, that's what you see in the TV. And the same thing with the music. If you don't like what you see, you have an obligation to change the channel yourself. The universe have all the channel. If you don't like Light FM, you want jazz, put 101.9, you're going to hear jazz. You want to hear something else, you put something else. You decide what you want to see in the world. And according to what is your attention is, and what is your state of mind, that's exactly what you going to be able to see. And like the prophet said, "Bamera atem nirim," you're looking at the mirror. Everything is a reflection of you. And if you don't like what you see in the environment, you need to change your state of mind. You need to be able to see in the people the right thing. So, these curses, that they say, curse the man that did so and so. And with the people have to say amen. That means they showing us and they prove it to us that nothing coming on the person unless he agreed for that from the beginning. He agreed that that will happen to him. Because he saw somebody else, the way he measured the universe, that's exactly the measure to him. They show the person what he did, or what he will do, or what he is doing on somebody else. And when we are very fast to measure the person next to us according to our needs by him, so the Torah says, "Avtal le'achak kamocha," the respect that we give to the people in the environment is a completely different respect that we're supposed to. That means if we are measuring the person next to us, we measure him according to the interest that we have in him and how much he is a favorite of us or how much he is good to us. We really don't know much about him to value him, to evaluate him according to his qualities and what he is really sustained for. Because if you take this man and you go into his home and you see how much these people in his home look up to him and how much he is affecting the wife and the children and the relationship that he have with the people that he support and he care for, you know that this man have a lot of things to offer beside what is the box and the frame of mind that I put this man. So, the parsha start, that's the end of the parsha. The end of the parsha is very important. Everything in life going according to the finale. The way things end up, if you had a friend and the relationship end up good, everything and every second of the relationship was worth it. Even it was up and down and fighting, whatever is that. The same thing with the wife, the same thing with the children, the same thing with everything. If the end is good, it's all good. And if the end is bad, it's all bad. That means all these curses, they are really a blessing. That's all blessing. If we are not falling to this category that we are making a justice and making a judgment on the universe and we measure the universe in a positive way, it's all blessing. God take all this and make it a blessing in no time. If a person agree that this cursing will come on him, they will come. The way he make a judgment on the universe and the way he is fast to execute the world, that's exactly what's going to be around him. So we start, and now we're going to look to the beginning of the parsha. That's the most important, how we need to proceed. He said, "V'haya ki tavo el haaretz asher Hashem Elokecha noten lecha nachala, v'yirashta v'yashavta ba." God give us the land. What is the land? The land is our body. The land is our wife. The land is our children. The land is the land of Israel. The land is something that we need to honor and to cherish. We come into the land, we need to inherit the land by resting and sitting there. That means to take the obligation for to be able to tolerate the land when they're coming close to us. It's very easy to take a person next to us and to look at him as a mountain and to find the bad thing by him or to find the good thing by him. Depends what you want. And the same thing with your wife and with your child and with your husband, with everybody else. It's very easy when the rabbi is late to the class to find many defaults in the rabbi, that he and he doesn't care for us and he doesn't this and doesn't that. And the people doesn't know that the rabbi was busy with something else. And as much as he want to be in the class and they can say the rabbi doesn't care for us, he's late. All kind of reason. Or the same thing to say about the husband, or to say about the wife, or to say about the teacher, or about the principal. A person needs to find the good in everything that is happening around you. Even that it look to you that it's not as good, it should be the way your eyes measure. But if you find the good in what happened, everything turned to be good. So to inherit the land, you need to tolerate the people. The toleration of the people, if you tolerate your wife, your children, your people around you, to be able to be sovlani, to be able to tolerate step by step, and to be willing to listen, even if you think that the universe is different, to hear and to understand that the Torah have another side. And this man coming to project to you another side of Torah. Even if that you think opposite, it's nice to hear that it's another view here. It's nice to hear that the universe is be able to be measured in a different way. And to be able to tolerate the person, this is the biggest thing of the Torah. So to inherit the land, to inherit your wife, to inherit your children, you need to tolerate them. You need to be able to sustain your wife, your children, not to take it personally. To sustain the land. The Eretz Yisrael niknet bedam v'esh yudat akum, bedam v'esh yudat nafla, bedam v'esh yudat akum. The land was falling with blood and fire, and with blood and fire we're going to sustain ourselves up. The land have the demand that it needs for to be able to be fighting, for to be able to sustain a quality that you want to live by. That means, when you want for your son to be able to be successful, you need to sustain the time with him. You need to be able to support him. You need to be able to give him and to cherish him and to nurture him until he's going to be able to be successful in his learning, in his life. The same thing with your wife, the same thing with your husband, the same thing with everything. When they're talking about that the Yehudah fell and Yehudah going to rise, the blood that you give him, we are not talking about bloodshed, God forbid. We're talking about when a person getting angry and your blood going to your face or you are ashamed somebody. And he is losing his blood, he become to be white because you are ashamed him. A person need to know that he need to control his strength. Especially when he is a father. Especially when he is a husband. Especially when he have another power, another person. It's very easy to run the other person and to steam him up. And to get him fired. And to get him in a strength that he is going to be angry and to bring him to the wrong place. Very hard to calm him down and to tolerate him and to accept him the way he is. Not whoever have children know that every child is a completely different. He's a completely unique universe. That you need to be able to learn him beginning to the end. And one child doesn't look like the other. And the way they are different in the look, they're different in the needs, and different in everything else, the way they sustain the universe. And the same thing the people. So, I want to speak a little bit about Bikurim. That the Torah said to take the first fruit of the land. The concept of the Bikurim that the Torah teaches us, that the entire city, if the people going to Jerusalem to bring the first harvest, to bring it to the Kohanim, and they walk into the Jerusalem, and they take with them either from the field, or either the animal that want to bring, and they want to bring it to Hashem, to the Kohen that is sustained in Jerusalem, the entire nation need to honor them, and the entire nation need to support them when they're going to Jerusalem. For example, if they're passing by a town, the entire people of the town need to go out to welcome them. And if they are sleeping in the street, the entire town need to be with them and to support them and to cherish them and to dance with them and to make them happy for the mitzvah that they do. And then when they walk out from the town, they need to walk them away halfway until they're going to be able to continue in the way. And the people that they are writing Sefer Torah and they learn in Torah and they do mitzvah, they all need to stop and just to cherish these people. What is the secret about the first fruit? What is the secret about the Bikurim? When you're bringing the first harvest to Hashem or to the Kohen, the first mitzvah that been given to Am Israel, it was Birkat HaLevana. Birkat HaChodesh. Chodesh min Chadash. Min Nunes. Min Renewal. God gave us the blessing to be able to renew everything, to be able to bring it and to give newness to everything that we do, every day. And this is our strength. When a Jew taking something and he learned Torah, and he learned Torah every day, and he prayed the same prayer every day, is not the same prayer. He given newness to life, he given newness to godliness, he given newness to the environment around him. And the most precious thing in life is always the first thing, the first new things that you buy. Either you buy a new car, or either you buy a new house, or either you get married with a new wife, or either you have a new computer, whatever is new, a new shirt. The smell of the newness, it's so precious. Imagine a person have a field that only by the 4th year he be able to take the harvest. The 3 years is the orla, the 4 years he need to go, and the first food that he's getting, the most precious thing that he want to taste and to eat, he need to take to give it out. What's the secret about it? The Torah tells us that you need to take and to give the 10% from the top out, 10 to 20%. What is the secret about it? The reality that we living in this lifetime, the Torah tells us, Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. The reward of the mitzvah is another mitzvah. And Schar avera, avera. When a person do a sin, the payment is another sin. What does it mean? The mitzvot that we do, we have no understanding about the capacity how they affect the universe above and below. The reward that we get in is only to do another mitzvah. To show us that we are in a path. We are in the right direction. And when a person does a sin, they let him continue in this direction. What is the secret about this mitzvot and the newness and the pleasure that the person have from the renewal that he have around him? A person buy a new phone, a new shoes. Everything new is very precious. God pay the people with pleasure. This is the currency of God. That's why we have an obligation. V'samachta b'chagecha v'ahita ach sameach. You need to be happy. You have an obligation to be happy. You need to be besimcha. This is an order, it's not a condition, it's not a choice. If God gives you everything, and you are not besimcha, and you are not happy, God forbid, a person that is not happy, that he, God chose him, to be able part of his universe, to be able to reflect godliness into the universe, and all the Torah that he gave us, and all the mitzvot, and everything that he gave us, for what? For what? So we say in Rabbi Hananiah ben Akasha Omer, Atzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Israel. God want to make us worthy. That's the reason he gave us a lot of Torah, a lot of mitzvot. Worthy for what? that every pleasure that we are using in this lifetime, that is not going to come from our bank account. That all this pleasure going to come from Hashem, from the pedikesh of Hashem. When a person does a mitzvah, in the mitzvah you have a reward of pleasure. For example, if I buy a new car, and instead of me driving the car, I take my key, and I go to Yankel and say, Yankel, here is my car, new car, please, drive it for 2 weeks. I know Yankel doesn't have a car. He has a big family. I said, take the car, go with your family, go for a vacation. Do something. Use it. Enjoy. This mitzvah that I took and I gave to somebody else, this mitzvah is going to sustain forever. Why? Because I took the most precious thing and I gave it away. Because I gave it out, it's already mine. I can enjoy the car after that somebody else had the pleasure with the newness of the car. When Hashem said, Rabbi Hanya ben Akasha, Omer Atzak Ha'ibuch Lezakot Israel, God wants to give us to be worthy. Worthy for what? When you buy a new suit, they give you a mitzvah shatnez. It doesn't come from you. You are aiming on the mitzvah. That even though that you have the pleasure of the suit that you're buying, you have a mitzvah there. That you are aiming on the mitzvah. That you are doing it only for the mitzvah and not for your own pleasure. The same thing in everything else. You have a house. They gave us two mitzvot in the house. One is mezuzah. And one is a relim. When a person has a house, he needs a house, he build in a house for to do mitzvah mezuzah. If he aim on the mitzvah mezuzah, all the house is going on the mitzvah. Even though that he built it for himself, but he's going on the mitzvah. He's coming from the pedikesh of Hashem. It doesn't come from his own pleasure. And the house is only to sustain guests, to be able to bring people, to be welcome people in your home, to open your home like Avraham Avinu. The home like the chupa is open for four different directions. That this couple will be willing to accept guests and to cherish them. So this that we are having a guest and we open the home and you take a guest, you need to treat him better than you treat yourself. And if you have a nice piece of meat that you get in the place, first you give it to the guest. And all this newness that God gave us, that we're going to be able to give out, this is what sustains our life for to be able to achieve the Gdusha that we need to sustain. For example, I have a jacket on me. The jacket now is a cover-up for my entire body. If I remove the jacket, I have another shirt below, and another tzitzit, and another shirt. Every time I move a layer, that it was the outside layer, it was a klipa, it was a shell. The inside layer is the inside, and the outside layer is a shell. When I remove the top part, suddenly the one below become to be a cover-up, become to be a shell. That's what the universe see. If I want it, that the Torah tells us, give out, keep giving, keep sustaining the most precious thing to give it out. So I take the first thing that I have, and my jacket, he is the shell, the cover-up for me, and I give it to somebody else. As soon as I give it out to somebody else, for me, it was a shell. For the other person that he didn't have a jacket, it became to be the real deal of life. Now for him, it became to be the main deal. Because he did not have a jacket. He never dreamed about the jacket. The same thing, suddenly the shirt below me became to be a cover-up. And the shirt, if I take it out and I give it to somebody else, this precious shirt that was a cover-up for me, that was a shell for me, it was the outside. For other person, it becomes to be the main deal. The same thing in everything in life. When a person wants to sustain the newness by him, he constantly need to give. And when he constantly give, constantly God get him receive more and more and more that he will be able to give.
Amen.
And this secret that God gave us, that they said that the first fruit, when this newness, when the people understand that this fruit coming from Hashem, and they understand that they did nothing. They only took and put a seed in the ground. And God make everything grow. They did nothing to achieve that. They just was waiting and waiting and waiting for the food to grow in the 4 years. They understand that it's from Hashem. And they are willing to take and to give it and to say, thank you Hashem for whatever you gave me. That's the Bikurim. That's the newness that God gave us that we're going to be able to renew in the universe. And we have only two mitzvahs, two sacrifices in the temple that are chametz. One is Korban Toda, and the other one is Korban HaOmer. That Korban HaOmer, we are coming in Shavuot, that after Pesach, and we bring the Omer, and this is a chametz. Why? We understand that God gave with us chesed, He gave us the Torah. We count in until Shavuot, Svirat HaOmer. We understand that we did nothing for to receive the Torah, this is all gifts from Hashem. And the same thing when a person comes into the temple, he allowed to bring a korban chametz. Why? Mizmor letoda that we say every day. Because he could be arrogant when he's coming and to said, I understand that whatever I make the deal, whatever I close, whatever I make this money, whatever God gave me, it's not mine. I never worked for that. I was not deserve that. And I understand for clear, for sure, that this is from Hashem. That he came and he gave me this. It's a present. The same thing, the first harvest. When a person willing to give the best part away, he understands that it's not his. He understands that he appreciates that whatever God gave him. Because many people go to work every day. Not all of them come with business deal. Many brokers go into show apartment to sell, or building to sell. Not every day they close in a deal. But you see a guy coming into an office, he's 22 years old, suddenly he sold the building. He looked at everybody around like they are losers. Oh, what is this? You cannot close a deal on the building? I am here working 6 months and I already sold the building. You are working here for 10 years, none of you sold the building? What's going on here? A person needs to understand and to recognize that everything that he got is only a gift that God gave him. And if this 22-year-old boy doesn't understand that it's a gift from Hashem, that he needs to appreciate, it's not because he did something different, because he's smart or he knows better. He just, God gave him a present. And from this newness that he be able to make, he need to take from the top of the top of what he make and to give it away. To say, I understand that it's not, I did not work for that. Even if I went and I show 10 buildings a day, who said that you're supposed to close a deal? Many people go into show building every day. Many people sit in the front of the computer, try to sell stock and to buy stock. Not many of them survive. Especially what's going on today. But the one that survive, we need to recognize, to say, Hashem, thank you for giving me what you gave me. Thank you for every day that you show me what I know and what I see and how I be able to proceed in my life. And especially when a person going every day to his field and he's looking at the field, trying to see things growing little by little. His children, his wife, his parnasa, his Torah, everything that we have that God gave us to be able to cherish and to grow little by little. Al te'al italel chacham bechokhmato, a person that is smart should not think that he have the chokhmah. And a strong person should not think that he is strong. And the rich person should not think that he is rich because he is rich. A person need to praise Hashem that he need to know Hashem. He need to know that God exists. He need to know that everything that we have is only from Him. And if it's from Him, how can we be proud? If a person going and he tossing and he flying in a plane, even that he gets a nice chair next to the window, he gets a first class, he knows it's not his. Soon he leaving. The same thing, a person going to the hotel. So he got a big suite. What he going to say? Come look at my suite, is this mine? He knows it's not his. He knows he's going to leave soon. He's just here for a short period of time. The same thing, everything in our life. We are temporary here. We only guests. We're using. God gave us. Just use it wisely. Use it that you're going to be able to understand that everything that you have It's only a present that God let you use for to be able to do Kiddush Hashem, to do mitzvot, to show to the universe God exists. And if a person understands that, every word here in this parsha, if we're going to do from the beginning, we understand that everything is a bikurim, is a harvest, is whatever we have, we need to say thank you Hashem for giving us wife, children, parnasa, every bread that we are, the wisdom to be able to learn Torah, to be able to do mitzvot, to put tefillin in the morning, to put a tzitzit on us. This is a reward that God gave us to be able to do a mitzvah. And if we understand that this way, all the end that we think that it's really a cursing is really a blessing. So Bezrat Hashem, we are in Chodesh Elul. We really need to come to the Kohen, And he said, Negata Elav, that I came to the land that God gave me, and Otzeti HaKodesh Min HaBayit, I took the Kedusha out from the house. The Kohen symbolized the spirituality, and when I said I took the Kedusha out from the house, when a person give something away, that's what they call Hekdesh. He need to give to the Kohen, they call it a Hekdesh. To be Am Kadosh, when a person give a wife, he get married, he give her Kiddushin. He be Mekadosh his wife. What did he do? What is the connection between all these things that they are Kedusha? Kedusha is separation. When a person takes and he is took the Kedusha out, he basically took a portion from what God gave him, the best portion, the top of the top, and he said, put it in the side, and he said, this is an Hekdesh to Hashem. He took a wife that for him she is the top of the top, and he separated her from all the lady of the universe, and he said, that's my wife. The same thing in the tzedakah. When a person making $100, I need to take the top $10 and to put it in the side. He said, this is for Maser. When a person understands that to make an Hekdesh, you need to take and to put separate in the side and to give it away. That means what you give to your wife, you don't give to any other lady in the universe. What you give in the Hekdesh, you give of the best of the best. You give to Hashem. The same thing when you give to the guest, they give the same thing that you give to everybody else. If a person makes special, and he makes the one that the part that he give as special, more than anything else, all the rest is going to be special as well. But if a person doesn't understand that the wife that God gave him, she is a special wife for him, and that this that God gave him enough money to take Maser, this is a special for him, that he's going to be able to make it special. We have the power to take everything and to make it mundane. We have everything power to take and to make it Kodesh. Either we live in a mundane, in Chol, or either we live in Kedusha. And Lohosif Mikodesh Al Chol, to be able to take and to add Kedusha to the mundane, it's important the way you talk, the way you welcome the people, the way you execute them. Even they're coming to you with knives and sword and big words, give them flower, give them smile. Take them to the water. Welcome them with coffee. Do something that... It's nothing personal. Most of the people, they don't know. They don't know. They just... That's the way they grow. That's the environment. That's what they learn. But if you show them a different way, you're going to be able to inspire them and to be able to rise them up from the point that they are if you just find a little Kedusha in them. In the little thing that God left in them. With this spark that they cannot damage in the soul. You can, if you be able to reach there and to find this Kedusha, you'll be able to elevate them up. Just with the little thing. That you think that this Rasha is almost is gone. With this little thing that God inside in the Neshama, that it's always pure. That it's always newness. With this you can bring him up. So Bezrat Hashem that God will give us a strength to be able to find this nekuda, this point in every person, that he have a godly soul inside, that this soul can never get damaged, that this part of the Kedusha can never be touched with any other mundane things. And with this, if you reach to this Kedusha, to this point, you'll be able to elevate the person and to show that this soul can shine. And with this fire of this part of this Kedusha, you'll be able to light the entire body. And not only to light the neighborhood, to light the entire neighborhood, and to shine to the entire neighborhood, and to anybody that you come along with. Bezrat Hashem, we're going to be able to come to Chodesh Elul and to find this Nekuda, this point by everybody. And we'll be able to raise everybody, and Bezrat Hashem,
amen.
Before Rosh Hashanah, we're going to have Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Rabbi, Amenu, Amen.
Amen.